Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
Been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it, hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success
Chronicles. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker coming to you with another topic session on the Success Chronicles. So excited to have Miss Suzanne Bloom on with us. Awesome lady doing great things in education. And the topic we're going to touch on today is one that we are both super passionate about. We've super strived to do this throughout our careers. Even outside of our careers, you know, with the consulting and all of those things as well. But yeah, just the topic today is the drive to help kids be successful. And just saying it gives me chills, because I think there's just so much behind it to allow to help kids be successful. And I'm excited to tap into this with you.
Yes, thank you. Me too. I'm excited. Yeah. Let's go for it. Go get
it. Let's go get it, baby. So I think first off, and what we're going to do is we're just going to bounce questions back and forth. So I'll start it. I'll do the first question. I think when you hear the title, the drive to help kids be successful, what initially comes to mind or to heart for you?
Ooh. What I think of first is what is the outcome? What am I looking at? What's the success in the long run?
Yeah.
So when I initiate that drive, what am I looking for, and what is going to identify that success? You know, was it skill set? You know, what are we doing with those kids to get them motivated? But it gets me motivated, because drive makes you think you're going to hop in that car and just go for it, you know? So
Yeah. That's good. I love that. That's good. Mm-hmm. So what is the end result? What is the kind of the end goal?
Right. Yeah. What are we going to do to get them there? How are we going to drive that car to get them to the success rate? And what's that expected success rate?
Mm-hmm. All right. So you have a question for me?
I do. You know, we're talking about drive and skill set and how students, you know, get to the end goal, as we stated just now. You, as a former special education teacher, as a former coach, what is your definition of drive? Why did you decide to become a coach and then go into that special ed realm? I know you had talked about your family, but you had to have something in your heart to make you want to jump in there.
Well, yes, all of the above. I think first off, it comes from my foundation, you know, fourth generation educator, a family of service, you know, being voluntold to do stuff as a kid, you know, with special ed, Special Olympics, you know, all these different events. And it allowed me to have a firsthand experience to see the benefits of what it's like to give. And so seeing that, it was amazing for me to see that. But then also being on the other side of that, where I had leaders and people in my community and mentors, people that I could look up to as a kid, as a young guy. And I understood, like, they gave that to me. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, and that's just not special needs, but that's just, you know, just in general, just the love, care, empathy, compassion, you know, motivation, structure, like all of those things that they gave to me, and they were intentional about it. And I know what it felt like to receive that. And so for me, I've just strived to return the favor in a major way in everything that I do on a daily basis. And so that's what it's been for me.
Wow. I love that, because I think as a coach, you know, what is a coach? A coach is teaching a skill set, right? And special education, that's what we do. You know, we want to see a skill set. We want to see mastery of a skill. So do you, sorry, I got another question for you. So do you think as a coach,
Hold on, you're cheating. It's my turn. No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm just messing with you.
I was gonna say, so do you think as a coach, there's a different aspect of teaching special needs because you have that coaching sense and that coaching drive to teach those kids, those type of kids with disabilities and deficits? Does
You
that make
know,
sense?
oh no, it makes sense. I think there's a couple of things that come up for me. I think the first thing is awareness comes up for me, and it's important as a coach, as a great teacher, to have awareness of the situation that the child comes to you with, right? And it allows you to meet them where they are, and then build them and teach them to get to the place of where you want them to go. Right. And so I think it first starts with that awareness of what you're working with. But then the second thing, and you'll understand this, and I always say this, you know, we can have the modifications and all of those things and the paperwork, but for me, I believe that good teaching is good teaching. Right. You know, I believe that every kid should have proximity control. I believe every kid, you know, should, you know, have the note. Like, I believe every, like, that's good teaching, right? Like good teaching is good teaching. And I think that when you do that, there's no difference. It's just structure for everyone, and everyone, I believe, needs that.
You know, I do have to piggyback on that. So I did talk to a couple of different coaches just to get some feedback on why they went into special education, why they chose that. And I do have to have this one quote. So this is a quote from Coach Stevenson, and she said exactly what you just kind of said. She said, working with special needs helps me have the understanding of how those students' disabilities affect their ab the ability to participate and to help them be more successful. So just having that, like you said, having that ability to be aware of what they need, and then as a coach, feeding on that to drive them towards success. I mean, that's great. I love that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I want to say too, thank you so much for doing the research and getting, you know, quotes from people that
Absolutely.
like it's one thing, and I say this too a lot of times, we're not giving you fluff. Right?
Oh,
Like we're in the trenches. Like, you know, and it's great that you had a quote, because like when I just said, "Hey guys, you know, we think this," no, like both of us have seen these things, what we're talking about, for a long time,
right,
right?
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
Oh,
And it's exciting. I mean, it just causes a ruckus,
I've gotten
right?
things falling down on me. Yeah, sorry about that.
It just causes a ruckus because we're excited about it. It's an earthquake, right?
Oh my gosh. Okay. You got a ghost in
yeah,
the
that's a blooper that we're gonna keep in there, okay? How about that? All right.
Okay.
So
Get that.
yeah, so my turn question, right? My
Okay,
turn.
sure. Yes, go
Okay.
for it.
So you know, knowing that, you know, you have done it for a long time, you've been around some people, you're highly successful advocate in what you do. What are some traits that you've seen exhibited of people in education that have the drive to help kids be successful?
Empathy, patience, flexibility. I think those are the three biggest traits I see, characteristic traits I see in teachers. Having that empathy for that student's disability and you know, not necessarily jumping in their shoes, but understanding where they come from, understanding the parents' aspect of what they're dealing with every day. You know, that was another something that another coach told me, you know, working with special needs, you get to see where they come from, you know, their background, their home life. And then flexibility. I mean, come on, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, I think all teachers need to be flexible. but particularly patient too. We're not gonna see strides, every time we ask. It's gonna take consistency and over time looking at that skill set to get the mastery of it. So I think those are the three
Yeah,
biggest ones.
I love that. I think I love how you shared those three, and then you said the magic word, consistency, right? Like when you exhibit those traits, it shows that you have consistency. And I'm a formula guy, right? So I'll give you this formula. I believe, and you said this too. You said consistency over time, right? So I believe that consistency over time equals success. Right. And you can put that, in any category for anything, right? Consistency over a time period, man, you're gonna be successful. If it's bad consistency over time, I mean, it's gonna go the other way, right? But consistency over time, I believe, equals success.
And you're always going to hit those humps along the road
Yeah.
too, and that way you can adjust it just as coaches do. You got to adjust your just the skills that you want them to attain. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, just in speaking with all of the coaches, that I spoke to, I feel like all of them just really had the drive to get into special education. It wasn't just a foot in the door, which we see a lot, and they all of them say, I had my mom, my aunt was in special ed, I have a cousin that was in special ed. So I think, disabilities are all around us, and it's something that everyone sees, maybe a family member, maybe you see someone, with special needs in a grocery store, what have you. But there is that empathy that we kind of discussed about that. But just looking at all these coaches and their responses, they all had family members, they all knew someone, and they had the drive to go into special education and coach and teach. So I love that.
That's so cool. There's a reason behind every behavior.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There is. There's an
Yeah.
antecedent as well.
Come on.
There's an antecedent before that behavior that we have to remember about, Chip.
Yep. Now you're going charting and all of that stuff too. Data, okay.
You said you were a formula guy. Come on now.
That's right. That's right. All right, so your turn or my turn? Who's turn is it for a question?
I think it's my turn.
Okay.
I took two from you, so
No, no, no. It's okay. No, you're good. I ask questions all the time, so you're good for two.
Okay, thank you. So my question to you is, thinking of coaching and teaching, whether it's special needs or, your general education students, you asked me the three items that you feel like were good characteristics for teachers. So I want to ask you the same because, you might think of something different. So what are your three terms for good characteristics?
Man,
You can't say my three.
well, that's what I was about to say. Like
You can't say my three.
I believe in what you believe and how you believe as well. And the thing that I've seen, okay, I'll shift. Caring, they
Good one.
care. It means something to them, right? They're not just there just, to waste time. Like, it means something to them to make a difference. I think that's the first thing. You gotta give me consistent though. Like, you gotta let me
Okay.
have that one. Okay.
I didn't use that one. I said that was one of I actually didn't use
Okay,
that one.
that's good. That's good.
I
Okay.
got you there.
All right. So they were consistent
Okay.
with how they did things, and you knew what you're gonna get from those people. And I love that. Like, I rock with consistency all day long, right? Because that goes into the third one for me, is effort. They gave effort. And I believe, like, none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes, but I think that if you're giving effort, it shows that you care. If you're giving effort, it allows you to be consistent, right?
Right.
I believe that if you're giving effort, that effort counts.
It does.
Like to me, effort means something. Like you can mess it up, but man, if I see you're trying, like oh, we're gonna help you get you in the right place, right? Because you can rock with effort. Like you can steer effort in the right direction.
And you and also when you were saying that, I was thinking of, in the realm of special education, there's so much paperwork. There's just a tremendous amount of documentation and data. And as coaches, y'all are going. There's, games after school. I mean, it's a lot of pressure on coaches in the realm of special education and having to keep up with all of that data and paperwork. But you know what? I think coaches are so used to that effort and drive that that's what keeps them in special
Yes.
education. You know, that
Yeah.
and they see the
Right.
success. They see, oh my gosh, I'm working with this kiddo and he's mastered this and mastered this. I think I want to stay for the long haul and see
Yeah.
where he succeeds. So yeah, absolutely. I like that. That
I
was a good
think
word.
too, as you said that, I was thinking about like being in coaches, and I shared this with you before, like when I was at Conroe High School, I was on a great staff, a coaching staff where, there was several, six, seven of us in the special ed department, and just amazing, amazing teachers, coaches that were great for kids, gave effort, worked hard, they cared, they were consistent, and we made a huge impact, positive impact
I
on that
thought so.
campus
Because.
because of all of those things. And so as you were saying it, like I was having like withdrawal, like flashbacks going back to the paperwork, those long hours. Man, I can remember like sometimes, like after practice, like long day, like man, everybody else is leaving out the office going home. Man, I got to finish these, I got to get these IEPs, we got to update, all of those kind of things. And us seven, we're in the office, everybody else is gone, it's dark. And we're all updating and doing all of that kind of stuff. But the thing is, like typical people don't know all of those things. Like if you don't know, you don't know.
That is true. They don't. And, I love coaches and ARD meetings too. I attend a lot of ARD meetings and, they'll come in and we'll say, so how's little Johnny doing? And they're like, man, he's doing great. He's doing so good. They just state, the facts right then and there. And I love that. I love seeing coaches because they just, it's good humor, I guess. In the ARD meetings,
That's good.
it's
So let's send a
nice.
shout out to the coaches that are in SPED in the
Please
awesome
do.
job. Keep pushing, keep doing what you're doing.
Please do. And don't get out of special education. We need you. We need you.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah. All right. So it's my turn to ask a question now,
Okay.
right? All right,
Sure.
we'll go one more question, both sides, and then we'll
Okay.
I think for me, because like I know you've done it for a while, an expert, do you do amazing at what you do and have been doing it for a while? What are some of the benefits, the results of from people, having that drive to ensure that kids are successful? What's the benefits of that?
I think the benefit well, I think there's two. There's a benefit for the parent, and I think there's a benefit for the, well, three, the child, and a benefit for the teacher, if you really think about it. Working with special needs, whether it's, a 2-year-old or a high schooler or an adult, it's the aspect of knowing that where they're going again and how they got there and what you were able to give to them in that process. As a parent, I work with a lot of parents, and they're so very thankful to have that expertise that I have to come in and help them. And the benefit for them hiring such as myself to go into those meetings is they get an understanding of it. They get to see how I interact with the district, or they get to see how I interact with the child, and like, oh, I never thought of that. So I think there's a learning process for the parents, and then of course the
Yeah.
child benefiting because they're getting academic success, emotional success, behavioral success, and then of course teachers. I mean, they're great. I love working with teachers, in ARD meetings, even when I'm working, on the other side of the table. Teachers are like, wow, tell me more, So there's a lot of benefit. I mean, the number one word is success, academic success,
Yeah. You know, I'm a story guy, so I want to share this story with you if you don't mind. And so was just reflecting on my days, what we talked about, and how you were saying like the benefits for both sides. And this one kind of reminded me of the story, how you said it's benefits like the parents and the so coaching in a school district that you're familiar with. And I was just at the junior high one day, just doing some things that fed into our high school where I was coaching. And there was this kid in the hallway, and teacher, coach, kid in the hallway, man, I'm coming to talk to you. Right? What's going on, man? Like, I don't know you, but you about to know me. No.
Exactly.
Like, man, like, hey, man, what's going on? Why are you in the hallway? He told me, so and so happened in the hallway. Teacher put me out in the hallway. Like, man, well, you need to be in class. You don't learn out here. You got to get in class and do what you're supposed to do, right? This kid don't know me. I don't know him. But I introduced myself and we had a little conversation. He was in eighth grade. Fast forward. As a freshman, so he, started doing things a little better. Fast forward, as a freshman, he decided to try athletics. He was in football and ended up being in powerlifting with me, building a relationship. And then he eventually got into ROTC, right? And so, total shift, right? Total shift for the kid. He stopped playing football, but ended up actually being a pretty good lifter for me, in powerlifting, lifted for several years, was in ROTC, and I'm just as I'm saying, I'm just thinking of seeing him in that uniform, oh, it's amazing, right?
360, right?
Yeah, and he was in special ed, and so since I had the relationship with him as he came in as a freshman, I was his case manager all the way through, right? And so we get to his final ARD, his senior year, and myself and the ROTC guy, we walk in the ARD, and the mom, the dyag, a couple of the teachers are already in there, and she just starts crying hysterically,
Oh,
right? And
yeah.
I'm like, I mean, she's just like bawling, like, and I didn't know, like, I mean, I knew the things that he had done and so proud of him and all of those things, but what I didn't know is that he was the first in their family that was gonna be graduate with a high school diploma.
Wow. You built that relationship for that
Right.
family and that, yes, and that parent. That's, I mean,
And
there's nothing stronger than that.
no. And so like the mom, she just went on to say, I just want to thank y'all so much for pouring into him and investing in him and helping him be the man that he is. He's the first in our family to graduate. And then, he went on to be in the military after he graduated, served time. He did a 4-year stint, and then now, he's a productive married. So like I share that story because I want to share with people that are checking this out, educators. It's important to have that drive to help kids be successful,
And to build that relationship.
and to build that relationship and do all of those things that we've talked about in this interview. Give effort, be consistent, have empathy, like all of the things that we've talked about. It's important to do that, y'all. Because what happens at the end of the day, like it makes a difference in our world. Like, yes, it makes a difference for that family, for that kid in that family, but it makes a difference in our world.
It
And so
sure
it's important to do that.
does. It sure does. And because you took out the time to get to know him and to watch that growth over time, that was the outcome that you got to see. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, relationship building is so important. You know, we just see these kids for 8 hours a day and then push them
Yes.
along. You know, you took the time to talk to him, see what his strengths were, got him into powerlifting, you know. Year after year after year, you saw that success. You saw the outcome.
Yes.
You know it?
Yes.
Think about it.
And it was good. It was so good. Well, what I like to do is, I don't know, you have any other question? Did you do your last question? Okay.
It was my
Okay. I got caught up in the story. My
I
bad.
love the story. I love, well, I mean, you know, I really don't have a question. I mean, just, you know,
Yeah.
you've pretty much touched base on what you've done and your success through coaching and special needs. And, you know, here you are now, you know, helping others, helping teachers, helping, you know, have bring awareness to, you know, teachers and coaches. And, you know, that's the most important thing, I think. You know, if you're not in the education system, you really don't know. You know, you really, it's hard to have empathy and put yourself in someone else's shoes, having not been in education. So this is a great awareness. It's a great podcast for others to be able to listen to and hear how education is on this side of it.
No doubt. I hope that people will listen to it and or check it out and get some gems from it and be able to share those traits that we've discussed to help others.
Right, absolutely. Great traits to have for special needs and teaching. Especially the flexibility. Schedules are always changing, you know, kids' needs
No
are always
doubt.
changing. I mean, it's not for someone who needs, you know, consistency across the board like that. We need people who are going to be able to be flexible and go with the downs and, you know, come up with the ups. And so have to be very flexible in special education and teaching.
Well, as we close, I'd love for you to get an opportunity to share, about, your company, what you do, so people can, kind of understand and show you some love with that.
Sure. So again, my company's name is Bloom Advocacy, and I am a special education advocate and consultant. I actually go into districts and help train staff as well. My expertise area is special education law. I'm not a lawyer, however, I've had as much schooling as a lawyer. And so I just want to help families become knowledgeable and make them aware of what the school districts can do for their kids and have great communication with them as well. You know, it's not about fighting districts or being upset with, it's about working together and communicating and building relationships with districts. And I kind of help come in between that and mediate. And so they can check me out at Bloom Advocacy. I have TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and if they want to reach out for a consult, that would be great. I'd love to help them out.
Awesome, awesome. Well, again, I just want to
Thank
say
you.
thank you so much for taking the time to do the topic session. Thank you so much for what you do and how you do what you do, and I wish you continued
Thank you.
success.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate it. Appreciate the
All
time.
right, yes, ma'am. And thank you guys for checking out this topic session. We'll see you next time. God bless. Go get it.